Tantor Audio presents Desperately Seeking a Duke by Celeste Bradley. Narrated by Susan Erickson. Prologue. I, Sir Hamish Pickering, being of sound mind but ailing body, do make my last will and testament. I've climbed as high as a man can, despite having twice the brains, wisdom, and fortitude of the layabout aristocracy. Yet, a woman can wed as high as her looks will let her, up to a duchess, if she may. There, my own daughters have failed me miserably. Morag and Fenella, I spent money on you so that you could marry higher, but you weren't up to snuff. You expected the world to be handed to you. If any female of this family wants another farthing of my money, she'd best set herself to earn it. Therefore, I declare that the entirety of my fortune be kept back from my useless daughters and be held in trust for the granddaughter or great-granddaughter who weds a Duke of England, or weds a man who then becomes a duke through inheritance, at which time the trust will be released to her and only her. If she has any sisters or female cousins who fail, they may each have a lifetime income of £15 a year. If she has any brothers or male cousins, though the family does tend to run to daughters, more's the pity, they will receive £5 apiece, for that's all I had in my pocket when I came to London. Any Scotsman worth his haggis can turn £5 into £500 in a few years.